This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Dude. Well, I guess you've got a point there.
This is Sports Sunday.
Hey, Skidmark Steve.
Hey, dude.
You still just hanging out playing Nintendo?
Well, if you must know, I'm in my second year of med school, and I'm training for the summer games. What are you two up to?
Just hanging out, playing Nintendo.
Recap of the sports week, a preview of today's games, and next week's big stories.
You think Shaq got rich playing in Orlando? Hardly. He made his fortune moving to L.A. You know how much he makes now?
As much as he made playing in college?
What? No.
Now, here are Rashad Taylor and Joe Fisher.
What happened out there?
You know, it was a team effort, and I guess it took every player working together to lose this one.
Thanks, Doug. And so...
Hey, want to do an interview with me?
No.
With Sports Sunday on the Odyssey app and 1080 The Fan.
Bob, in all my years of calling games, I don't think I've ever been this excited.
You're excited? Feel these nipples.
Hour number two, Sports Sunday, right here on 1080 The Fan. I am Joe Fisher the third. Rashad Taylor, as always. Will Ortner sitting in with us today. If you missed hour number one, you can get it wherever you get your podcasts, or you can rewatch hour number one on the YouTube stream as well. You can do that even while we're live, and then you can skip through the commercials and get caught up. We have on the TV the Islanders-Capitals game. We're waiting for Ovechkin to get that final goal scored. To set the all-time record for goals scored in an NHL career is 2-0 Islanders. So still waiting to see if Ovechkin will do that. NHL season's coming to a wrap, as is the NBA season is also wrapping up. Today is it's a big day. It's a big day, Rashad, for the Portland Trailblazers. They have the chance for a couple things to happen. They have the chance to finally be eliminated from playoff contention, but they need to do something very important, and that is lose to the San Antonio Spurs today. And also, with them losing, that definitely helps their chances of maybe perhaps leapfrogging the Spurs, or should I say the Spurs leapfrogging them in the standings, so that way their draft lottery odds get a little bit better. Which I know, God forbid, Rashad, why would you want that? Why not get a late season win against the Spurs and boost that morale a little bit more, huh?
Well, some of these dudes are playing for contracts still. Well, let's be real. Like, no, seriously, you got a bunch of dudes on these teams that are still trying to prove that they belong on a roster, that they should get some money to play on said roster.
I think they'll be fine.
I mean, I still think there's some guys that feel like they have something to prove. Denny Avia these past few weeks has been playing like his life depends on it. He's really, really been hooping, but like I said, it doesn't really matter at this point. You know, I'm kind of at the point, Joe, to where it's Well, not kind of at the point. I am at the point. Like, it's okay. Like, let's let it go. Let's get ready for next season. Like, how much of a slap in the face would it be, though, if tomorrow Cooper Flagg goes, yeah, I'm coming back for second season. Loss doesn't sit well with me. I'm coming back. I mean, seriously, he's making millions
of dollars. For it as long as the Blazers don't get the number one overall pick in the lottery. That would be the most Blazers thing ever.
Yeah.
Have the season you just had and you actually play better than you were expected. I mean, 34 wins compared to your projected 21-22. And you have the eighth best lottery odds. You get the number one overall pick. The lottery goes your way, and Cooper Flagg says, No, I'm going back to Duke.
Yeah, I think I need another year. I think we need another shot at this thing. Like,
that would be the most Blazers thing ever.
Yeah, but I mean, and considering everything for Cooper Flagg, like, it would shock me if he stayed in college. But if he were to like, man, I really like it here, and I want to do this one more time and try to win, okay, I could see that happen. It won't, just because now these college guys can get paid, so there's that. But at this point, if you're the Blazers, just pack it in. It in. The season is over.
They did their job the other night in losing to the Bulls. That was huge.
They tried to win, though.
They did, but they didn't, which is exactly what I want them to do. Try to win, but really lose.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. That's all I ask. Is I don't mind being competitive. I don't mind losses by 2-3 points. What I do mind is putting yourself in a worse position draft-wise to where you cannot get high-end talent at the top of the draft, which we've seen time and time again. That is where the stars are at.
Right.
And so with them losing to Chicago, they have now dropped to 34-44. They have the ninth worst record in the NBA. The Spurs have the eighth worst record in the NBA, and that is who the Blazers are playing tonight. The Spurs are 32-45, so they've played 77 games. Blazers have played 78. I don't know the whole tiebreaker stuff and if they finish with the same record, who gets the eighth spot. I don't know. I haven't looked into it yet. But they need to lose this game to the Spurs tonight. If the Blazers do lose tonight and the Kings win, then the Blazers are statistically eliminated from playoff contention, because as the standings are right now, they are 3.5 games behind the Kings. And I think there might even be a chance, even if the Blazers win and the Kings win tonight. So even if they both win, then they're still eliminated because the math is not mathing for them. But the Blazers need to lose specifically against the Spurs tonight. The rest of their schedule goes as following. They got the Spurs tonight, then they'll go to Utah on Wednesday, which very well could be a win for them. But then they'll finish against Golden State and Los Angeles Lakers, who are both fighting for playoff seeding and potential matchups of who they're going to play in the playoffs. So, I mean, Blazers have the potential. Again, if they lose tonight and then at least drop Golden State and Los Angeles, they have the potential to fall into that eighth spot, which drastically helps your odds for the top four. It's not a huge jump as far as getting the number one overall pick, but ending up in that top four, that's where you want to be, at least to get one of these coveted talents. Like, even outside of Cooper Flagg, BJ Edgecombe, Ace Bailey, Dylan Harper, one of those four.
Yeah, I mean, I do think the draft is where you're going to get better. However, I don't always believe it's at the top of the draft. Like, that would be great. But even if we start looking through, like, the last few drafts, like, the best players, some of the best players are coming at 14, 15, 16. You know, seriously, like, look at last year's draft. Like, I mean, obviously, you had so I'm looking right now. The 2021 draft, the top of the draft was Paolo Banchero, of course. Chet.
Pretty good.
Yeah, no, seriously, Chet.
Pretty good.
And then right around 12, you get Jalen Williams, you know, who's an all-star. You know, he's an all-star, you know, really before – well, no, they're both all-stars. Before Chet, but Chet is an injury thing, you know, more than anything that keeps him out. But there's a steal at 12. You know, you got Devin Booker at one point.
I don't think anybody's 14. Debating that there isn't talent
available.
No, and
that's all I'm saying is, like, not always – like, sometimes those guys at the top of the draft, they don't necessarily pan out.
But your chances of getting a high-end caliber top talent in the NBA are better when you're in the top five versus – 10 to 15. Yeah. I mean, that's just That's just plain and simple.
Yeah, no, and that's fine. I'm not disagreeing with that. But what I'm saying is there are quality players. The guys that can.
I mean, Giannis was 15th.
You know what I mean? Like guys that can go out there and really become superstars. Like I think Kawhi was towards the end of the first round, 20 something. I can't remember where he was.
It can happen.
So it can happen, and that's all I'm kind of trying to say. Anthony Simons was like the 20 something overall pick for us, 25th somewhere around there. Can't really remember what it was at this point, but. It can happen, and that's what I'm saying. So I don't want to always put all of our eggs into the, we got to get the number one pick. We got to get a five pick. We just have to get the Spurs, for whatever reason, keep getting guys, you know, or keep getting people that they can build their, you know, their franchise around. It's like, man, we got to get some better scouting or something to go out and get these dudes in the first round. Like, who, these people that nobody's looking at, maybe they can be, you know, helpful for this Blazers organization. I don't know, but either way, the draft is definitely where you're going to get better. Like that, we understand that at this point. Nobody's coming here for free agents. We'd be lucky if we got even like a marginal name in free agency, you know. But so you got to do it through the draft. You just got to hope you pick the right person.
Gosh, and I'm trying to find this whole like top four, like what your odds turn into. Going from the 9th worst record to the 8th worst record, like what the chances are of getting a top four pick. Because I know it jumps up drastically. I've heard the guys in the morning bring it up. But again, that's where I'm at is just, listen, the season was fun. You played.
It wasn't fun for you. It wasn't fun for you.
You played a lot better than people anticipated. Pack it in. All right. We're good. We're done here. The play-in is not going to happen. There's no need to win these meaningless games towards the end of the season.
Wins now?
They are at 34 wins. Yes, 34 and 44.
Man, I just want one more win. I said 35 wins on the season.
Well, they can get that against Utah.
Get this,
you know,
dub.
I'll give you the Utah win on Wednesday. Give me the three losses against the Spurs, the Warriors, and the Lakers to end the year.
Well, I mean, the Lakers may not play anybody, so they might go hard and try to win that one, you know.
Well, they're trying to hold off the Nuggets in that 3-seed, 4-seed, and the Warriors. The Warriors and Nuggets, Lakers, Nuggets, Warriors are all kind of sandwiched all one game apart. Lakers right now have the 3-seed. They would be taking on the Timberwolves. The Nuggets and Warriors would be playing each other in the first round of the playoffs. So it's one of those. We get to this time of the year in the NBA schedule at the very end, whereas our team's going to play and or not play for matchups in the playoffs, right? Like,
I feel bad for whoever bought those tickets for the last game of the season against the Lakers.
And there's
the
Warriors, some, like, I mean, there's some teams, coaches, players that say, F it, you know, we don't care. We don't care about matchups. Yeah. Let's just play who we play. And
yeah,
then,
I want
know.
My guys rested before they go into the playoffs. Like, I can see, and Portland is just weak enough to where they'll be like, you know what, guys, take the day off.
I hope not. Can we go just full steam ahead, all rosters, all players, please?
Yeah. Well, I mean, at this point, I don't think they're not going to make the play-in. They're not going to do any of that stuff. Now it's just the luck of the draft, luck of the draw. See where the ping pong balls land for us, and that's really all we can do at this point.
Yeah, I'll try and find the that percentage again, like what their top four pick odds look like going from the 9th overall spot to the 8th overall spot in the lottery. Also, do we know when the lottery date is? I know it's usually in May. It was on Mother's Day last year because I remember they had to remind Donovan Klingon multiple times that his mom is no longer with us on Mother's Day. Very nice.
Tight.
ESPN.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah. Do you remember watching that broadcast, the NBA draft lottery odds?
No.
Or the draft lottery. Yeah, so Donovan Klingon was up there. I think Stephon Castle, because they're both UConn guys, and ESPN with their trauma porn that they love to do.
They love that. I hate it.
They bring up to Donovan Klingon multiple times to his face about, oh, your mom on Mother's Day looking down on you at the draft lottery. I mean, what? How does this make you feel? I mean, this moment being here, blah, 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 blah. And he's like, probably
talk about it.
In his mind is like, it sucks not having my mom around anymore because, you know, it'd be nice to have my mom. But yeah, no, this is great, you know, being here at the NBA draft lottery. And then immediately after they go to Stephon Castle and they're like, your family's right there. I mean, how awesome is this?
Yeah, and sitting right next to Klingon is like, his family's not here, but yeah. Yours, though. Like,
yours is, bro, though. How happy are
that's
you?
That's one thing I absolutely hate, like, especially whenever we get ready for the draft, like, they have this sob story. for people. And oh man, his parents were gunned down right in front of him on his birthday when
his dad was
13.
Struck was like, by lightning, changing a tire on the side of the highway.
Why is that? You know, that's just shows this kid's toughness. Like that shows toughness.
Whose mom
talking about?
Whose mom was it in the NFL draft last year? Where I think the reporter was like, "Tell me, how far has this family come?" She's like, "We came from Baton Rouge."
Yeah, yeah, that's it.
Being as literal as possible.
Where do you think we?
Well, our drive was 3.5 hours, so you know, as far as how far we came, it was probably somewhere in the 200-300 mile range. Yeah, some
great scenery on the way here, though.
All right, so the Blazers' season, their play-in hopes could finally be dashed tonight. Honestly, I think it just, like I said, just takes a Kings victory tonight. The Kings are going to play. Who do the Kings play? They play the Cavs, which in Cleveland, and Cleveland is a 9.5-point favorite. So, quite frankly, the Blazers' playing hopes still could be alive after today. I did want to talk a little NBA playoffs, though, as far as the teams that will be going to the playoffs and what teams we do and do not believe in. We get to that next year, Sports Sunday, 1080 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
And I'll let you all know. Just dance if you can.
All right, Ovechkin watch still has not scored the goal yet.
They're down now, right?
Yeah, it was 2-0. Yeah. You know, if you were listening to me and Will, you know, you would have known that. Or even just looked up at the TV, Rashad. Axe.
I mean, the TV's behind me. I have to turn.
Simple axe that show camera that you care.
It's not good for blocking. Like, if you'd have put it on that TV for me, thanks a lot. I'll have to turn this way and watch the game. So I guess I'm paying attention.
NBA playoffs will be starting. Yeah. When is that going to start? Will the regular season be wrapped up by next week?
It ends next Sunday, so it would start, I would assume, either Monday or Tuesday.
Correct. correct. Tuesday is what it looks like is the first play-in games, which, you know, I don't want this segment to turn into the play-in segment, but I really don't like the play-in. I think it's stupid. I think it's a waste of time. I think it's not needed. This segment was going to talk about who do we believe is actually going to win the NBA championship? Who can we put our faith in? And I will tell you 8 teams that we do not have to put our faith in. That is the Orlando Magic, the Atlanta Hawks, the Chicago Bulls, the Miami Heat. That is the Sacramento Kings, the Dallas Mavericks, the Memphis Grizzlies, and the LA Clippers. Those 8 teams are all going to probably be in the play-in, or possibly the Minnesota Timberwolves, or possibly the Golden State Warriors. But I'll tell you the teams that are in the play-in tournament right now, at this moment in time, none of those teams are going to win the NBA championship. It's not going to happen.
Don't do that. Right now.
All right, how about this?
No.
Let's just look at the 9-10 seeds, okay? Because, you know, in years past, obviously the 8 seeds, they made it to the playoffs. The 9-10 seeds are the Chicago Bulls at 35-42 and the Miami Heat at 35-43.
No.
The Dallas Mavericks at 38-41, the Sacramento Kings at 37-40. Those 4 teams are definitely not going to make and win the NBA Finals. So therefore, let's not even give them a chance. But the almighty dollar always wins out, and so that's why we even have a play-in tournament to begin with. So,
yeah, I mean,
we don't need it. We really don't.
If any of those teams were to make some noise in the playoffs of those bottom 8 teams you just read off, maybe Dallas, maybe the Grizzlies.
No.
I think the Grizzlies will be probably the one team I would put in that conversation.
No.
Because hold on. A month and a half ago, the Grizzlies were a 2 seed, right? And then the wheels kind of fell off. They fired their coach and everything over the last few weeks. Ja came out and said that he wasn't happy with his role. But make no mistake about it, if that team gets rolling, you have Desmond Bane, who is one of the underrated wing players, you know, in the league and a great defender. You've got, obviously, Ja Morant, who can do a lot of things for you. You've got a big man down there that's still young and he's still learning in Zach Edey. So there's a lot of things happening if you're Memphis that, like, man, it can take you into the playoffs if you get hot at the right time, which they haven't been hot. But if they can go into the playoffs and knock off 2 or 3 games, then Memphis, nobody wants to play them. Like, Desmond Bane not only can lock you down, but then he can come back and give you 23, 24 points on the other end. So that's a problem. You know, right now, coaching is probably the biggest thing for them as far as what that leadership looks like as they get deep into the playoffs.
Seeing as they just fired their coach.
So that's going to be the biggest issue for me. But of all those teams you named, I would say Memphis. And then I said Dallas because Anthony Davis is a matchup nightmare. If he's healthy on the floor, like we've seen him have huge numbers playing with the Mavericks. If he's healthy on the floor, then
and
they can make noise, not
Anthony
win.
Davis with Kyrie. Anthony Davis with Luka. That's right.
You're not wrong. Yeah. You're not wrong. But we've seen a lone Anthony Davis, who was nowhere near as good as he is now, beat up on a playoff team that he was, you know, that was ranked higher than him. We've seen it personally
as
a Trailblazer.
Why you got to do that?
I'm just saying.
That's twice today. You've had to throw the Blazers under the
bus. I'm just saying, and unfortunately, it just, hey, man, we know what these things feel like, and we know what it feels like to have Anthony Davis dominate us for 4 games.
Was Anthony Davis drafted? Where was he in the draft?
He was first.
Number one overall?
He was special.
I think we should do that. I think the Blazers should probably get these kind of number one overall talents.
I mean, it'd be nice.
That'd be a good idea.
It'd be nice.
I know this is bold because you're relying on Kawhi Leonard to stay healthy.
Clips, man.
Always a bold proclamation.
Super bold. When the Clips have Kawhi, they've been really good this year.
He has been quietly. See what I did?
I didn't say the Clips. I don't think
they're
damn 7
this
seed.
Year.
Like they are, but they're not like a regular 7 seed.
When fully healthy, they are not a 7 seed.
Absolutely.
However, they're never fully healthy. But if they could get a run for 2 months where everyone, because Norman Powell's made of glass now, apparently. Kawhi's always been made of glass. You never know when James Harden's going to decide to get fat. So when those guys stay skinny and healthy, I wouldn't be shocked if they upset one of the teams.
I could see them like upsetting Houston first round.
100%.
Listen, they have a big three that very few people talk about because Norman Powell is one of their big three right now.
He was an all-star,
the best
wasn't he?
Season. No, he should have been. He was snubbed.
Oh, okay.
But he should have been an all-star this year. But James Harden is quietly having not a Harden-esque season, but he's averaging, you know, 23 points and 8.5 assists. Like, he's doing things that we're used to seeing him do. He's averaging a block, a steal and a half a game, which means he's trying to put some effort in on the defensive side. And he's averaging just as many steals as Kawhi, who is a defensive specialist. Like, that's what he does. And then you add in the fact that Norman Powell can get you a steal a game and also can get you 22 points a game and 3 or 4 assists. And you've got a team. And then Zubats, who is an underrated.
He's very good. Having a great year.
Very underrated. Very, we don't talk about him enough because we have some pretty good bigs right now in Giannis and Jokic and, you know, and all those guys. But he's having a great season, you know, for them. So I think those Clippers, I didn't mention them because, again, I don't feel like they're a 7 seed. And I think they're going to have no problem in the play-in and getting to their spot where they're supposed to be.
Well, as far as teams that I realistically see could win the NBA championship, out of the East, it's 2. It's either Cleveland or Boston. I'm not buying New York and not buying anybody else in the East. Pacers, Bucks, whatever, Pistons. In the West, a little bit more of a crapshoot. I mean, the Thunder, they should win it. I mean, let's be real. There's no reason the Thunder shouldn't be the Western Conference representative in the NBA Finals. You've played this well all season. You have, I've heard it however many times now, best point differential. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander just had, his 60th straight 20-point game, I believe it was.
He's awesome, and he's going to win MVP. So you have the MVP.
outside of the Thunder, though, I mean, like, there are 3 teams in here that have won championships within the last 5 years that are in the 3, 4, and 5 seed. That is the Los Angeles Lakers, the Denver Nuggets, and the Golden State Warriors. So you really can't count any of those teams out. I know the Warriors, it is a different Warriors team, but I think that them having Jimmy Butler, Steph Curry, and Draymond Green, like, what was the stat where it's like with Jimmy and Steph Curry when they're playing together and Draymond Green, all 3 of them, they were 17-2 or something like that.
Yeah, something stupid.
I think since Jimmy joined the team, they're 20-5.
It was something ridiculous like that. And it's just like, all right, extrapolate that over 82 games. That is a number 1 or 2 seed in the West, basically.
Obviously, I think those, and I know we have to break, but obviously, you know, the usual suspects are the ones, but I think it's important to not discard these younger teams, man. This Houston team is really good. Like, there's not a lot of people that can stay in front of Jalen Green when he's in front of you. Like, he's going to the rack. He can pull up from deep. Şengün is, I don't want to say he's quietly one of the best bigs in the league, because I think now he's made a lot of noise. People know who he is. Then you throw in an Amen Thompson, who's as a defender and like a wing player,
and
he's definitely the better of the twins.
Freak, and his offensive game is starting to come around.
Like, this Houston, and then you got irritating ass dudes on your team like Dylan Brooks, who's willing to kind of mix it up with your.
Well,
you know,
I don't know if you even brought up their number one option on offense, Jalen Green. I mean,
no,
like,
yeah, that's the first person. I was gonna say I missed that one. Yeah, Jalen Green, like he's a monster. That team, and they're so young, they don't know that they're not supposed to be here. And then throw in this, they have the best coach in the league right now. I will continue to say that Ime Udoka, Portland's own. Ime Udoka is the best coach in the NBA. You see what he did in Boston. He built a championship team there and coached them up. And now look what he's doing to these young cats in Houston. Watch out for this Rockets team, man. I think they could, if they knock somebody off, you know, in the second round, like, people are going to have to start taking them seriously.
Well, I think that's what people are going to want to see, is that if they play like the Grizzlies in the first round, and they win that one, I think people would be like, okay.
Yeah, they're supposed to, right? Yeah.
But if they beat, like, the Clippers or even the Timberwolves in that first round, then people will give them a little bit more credit. And then it really depends on what happens in that second round.
That's a team I don't believe in, is the Timberwolves. I love Anthony Edwards. I also can't stand Anthony Edwards at a little for parts. But for the most part, man, I just don't believe in that team. I don't trust Gobert. I just don't think they have what you need to be able to win a championship, not especially now without Kat.
Yeah, when they made that move, the trade in the offseason, that part that kind of killed the vibes for me with the Timberwolves. I was like, well, you just literally went to the Western Conference Finals, and now you're like, hey, let's completely, like, going from Kat to Julius Randle. Not a fan of it. Also, by the way, when Steph and Jimmy are in the lineup together, the Warriors are 20-2. So So tight. Definitely can't count them out. They're 21-5 since Jimmy Butler debuted. 14-0 when Curry, Pajemski, Butler, Moody, Green start. 21-4 when Butler plays. Yeah, 20-2 when Steph and Jimmy are both out there. So let's take a break. Want to get to this real quick. One of the teams that are going to be in the playoffs, they have a star player where, my God, what is he doing? We get to that next here. But first, Will, SportsCenter update.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
So earlier this season, we saw a player that was due for a Supermax contract get traded. That was Luka Doncic when he got traded to the Los Angeles Lakers. And there have been whispers, talks around the sports media, NBA landscape about how this, with this new Supermax contract, that teams, they really have to be careful and do their due diligence when making sure that this is their star player that they want to give the Supermax contract to. And the next player that this is gonna apply to is one Ja Morant of the Memphis Grizzlies. And boy, he could be playing himself out of that super contract. And actually, I retract that statement. It's not so much playing himself out of the contract. It is the in-between playing that is not helping him. Over the last week, I believe, 2 different instances, and, you know, this is just my personal opinion, and we've seen some different celebrations out there that are gun-related, but I think that when you have gotten in trouble and suspended for brandishing a weapon on your social media platforms, that I don't think any sort of gun-related celebration is probably conducive to helping your image and the league's image. But John Morant seemingly does not care about that whatsoever.
At all.
Because over the last week, he has, first it was against the Golden State Warriors, where him and Buddy Hield had basically a good old Texas Wild Wild West standoff, pointing imaginary guns at each other from about 15, 20 feet away as both the teams were going to their benches during a timeout. And Steph Curry's reaction in that cracked me up the most. It was very much just like, whoa, what is he doing? Are you serious? And I think that was, I think Draymond Green even had the same reaction. I think it was,
you know,
more
when Draymond has a reaction, like, you know, it's a problem. Once Draymond's like, man, you might be doing too much.
That was, I think, more so them, because Buddy Hield did it too. So they don't really have a leg to stand on where it was just like, whoa, hey, he can't do that. It's like, well, your team was. I think it was very much more so their reaction, like, bro, is he really doing this right now? I don't think it was even more so like, we want the tech. It was in the astonishment that Ja Morant would be stupid enough to do something like this. But then a couple days after that, I believe when they were playing Houston, I'm trying to find the, no, it was against Miami Heat, excuse me, another team with red, that he did it again. He's done it twice in a week. And his comments on Thursday that he's well aware of criticism he's faced for making the finger shooting motions, and he said it doesn't bother him. He said, I'm kind of used to it. I was pretty much a villain for 2 years now. Every little thing, if somebody can say something negative about me, it's going to be out there. So yeah, I don't care no more. Dude.
Clearly, that's the problem. That's the problem, man.
I'm glad to see he learned.
Like, listen, I'm a big fan of Demetrius Jamel Morant. I think he is an amazing player. I think he's a he's one, probably arguably the most exciting player in the NBA. You know, he might get that moniker that Vince Carter used to have. But man, this dude is next level stupid. And it's just like it goes back to, like, man, dudes with money like feel like they can do whatever, man. Ja Morant, so he had the incident at the high school of the volleyball game. He had the incident where somebody was shooting like the laser pointer or whatever at the Pacers bus. He got into it with a high school kid.
I heard he was 12.
Yeah, that somebody, like, he's like 15, 16-year-old kid.
I heard he was a 6-year-old.
He got into it with a security guard at a mall in Memphis. He was suspended for having shown his gun on IG and then showing his gun again at a club in Denver. Like, this dude doesn't get it. Like you said, he don't care no more. So he wants to be traded. I don't think he wants to play in the NBA. I think there are certain guys, like if David Stern were still alive, he'd have been out of the league at this point. He wasn't going for that. You get a couple things with gun. Gilbert Arenas' whole career changed based off of guns. Like, that's when the rest of the NBA was like, I'm not messing with you no more, bro. Like, you'll take a role. You know, and then he got hurt and everything, and then it was really like, let's help push Gilbert out of the league. We don't really need this. Ja Morant is going – he's on that trajectory to be kind of ousted from the NBA because he's an idiot.
Do you think it takes one more IG moment for that to happen?
Oh, for sure. For sure. Once that happens, I think – and honestly – this is where Adam Silver has to kind of put his foot down. I think he did a great job with the whole Donald Sterling thing when that happened. It's like, we're not going for this. Put your foot down. Get him out. If Demetrius gets in trouble again for some gun-related stuff, I don't know if he'll be in the NBA anymore, bro. Like, the finger pointing with the as a gun, okay, whatever. Like, that's a thing that kids do, shoot or shoot. That's kind of where it comes from. But other than that, like, I think it's a stupid thing in the first place. Because if we're at a park and a dude does that to my face, we got to fight. That's just kind of what it is. They make a three at you and then they point guns at your face and then, man, bro, we have to fight.
You know who had the best gun-related shooter celebration?
Carmelo?
No, it was Hassan Whiteside. Remember when he made a three and he was a Blazer and he did the whole like ducking?
Yeah, it was like, oh yeah, they're shooting. they're shooting. Yeah. Yeah.
That was the best one. Because it's not brandishing a weapon. It's not pulling gun. It's they're shooting.
Yeah.
That was the best one. Yeah. I'll give him credit for that one.
It is, man. It was. Shout out to Hassan Whiteside. Man.
And I have to correct my mistake because John Morant, he did sign the new deal with the Grizzlies a couple years ago. So he is currently in a 5-year, $197 million contract.
What's to say he doesn't get suspended for a year?
This is year two of that contract, so he still has 1, 2, 3 more years left. But again, when the extension comes into play, when they'll consider that, whether they will consider that, he'll be an unrestricted free agent. He'll be 2028-29. He'll be 29 years old. That's still with those legs and those knees. We'll see how many years of top Ja Morant athleticism, like how he plays now. Again, once he's 29 and the way he plays, what kind of way is he going to play? Who's he going to look like at that point? But when you get to, you know, the final year of that contract, before the final year of that contract, so we get into 2027, essentially 2 years from now, if he's still with Memphis at that point, they're going to have to ask, is this someone we're going to want to extend and give the Supermax to again? Or are we going to cut bait, trade him, and God only knows what happens between now and 2 years as far as what he does off the court or on the court. If he continues to – I mean, he got fined, what, $75,000 from Adam Silver for doing this?
Mind like, you, he's John's been hasn't been the picture of health in the NBA. He's been hurt these last couple seasons. So I got to deal with the gun stuff, and now I have to deal with you not being available for us to play. And then you were kind of an issue with the coach. You and the coach had, hey, man, like a lot of general managers, a lot of owners would just cut bait and say, we're going to try again and try to get another superstar or trade for another superstar. But I don't know. Ja's still young, but it's time for him to grow up because we don't have these problems out of Zion, right? The whole issue with Zion, and he just likes burgers too much. Like that's, but he can still do all those amazing things when he's on the floor. He just really loves to eat, you know. So if that's your biggest issue, that's cool. But Jod's literally playing with fire,
yeah.
So he's got to chill.
Yeah. So I mean, we'll see what happens, man. I mean, it's the fact that he's done it twice in a week, like, and basically he doesn't see the problem with it. That's the biggest problem there, is that nobody is in his ear. Coaches, teammates, his circle is telling him, like, hey, you know, you probably shouldn't be doing this. To him, it is victim complex of, yeah, I know what people have to say, but, you know, people always have to find a reason to hate and, you know, criticize, and so I just don't care anymore. It's like, dude, that's not it. Like, what are we talking about?
To quote what Russell Westbrook to Jeff Key, that's the problem. You don't care, and you need to care more. So, yeah.
All right. Let's wrap things up here on Sports Sunday next. 1080 The Fan. Literally right as I say on 1080 The Fan and go to break, Alexander Ovechkin with an absolute screamer of a shot gets 895 and now is the all-time goal-scoring record holder in the NHL. It has happened.
Wow, man.
Again, that was a great goal, too. I mean,
he just keeps hugging everybody. You notice that? Like, I think he has to go by and hug every single person in the arena. That's all he's doing. He's just hugging everyone.
Section 334, you're next.
You're next. Coming over there.
Like, that's all he's doing.
What an awesome moment. Like, seriously, you mentioned it. If you paid $1,000 for those ticks, I want a hug from Alex Ovechkin.
It's
like,
worth it.
At bare minimum.
Doing it in New York, too, is pretty cool. I mean, if you can't do it in Washington, do it in the Big Apple, right? You know, one of the biggest states. Do the Islanders play at MSG? Question mark?
No, they play on the island. Actually, they might be in Barclays Center now. They were on the island. They were on Long Island, and
do the Rangers play in MSG?
Rangers play in MSG.
Yeah? Okay.
Yeah.
I was gonna say that makes a bit more
sense.
Been
to a Rangers game in MSG.
If you're Wayne Gretzky right now, do you feel cool watching somebody break your record, or is it like, oh crap?
He's been He's been really like...
I think he'll be fine.
He's been really proud of it. Like, for him...
Islanders play at UBS Arena.
Yeah.
What's that?
Where the Islanders play.
I think it's on the island.
Like Coney Island?
Long Island. They're the Islanders because they play on Long Island.
Tight. Tight.
I'm not going to lie. I was much...
Elmont.
I was too old to realize near Queens. What it was at. Yeah. He, it's... Gretzky seems to be kind of handling this one like he's really excited about it. And I think it's easy to do that when you have all the other records. You're like, all right, I guess you can have one.
Yeah. I ask because I remember when LeBron broke Kareem's scoring record. Kareem just happened to be there. And kind of look on Kareem's face was like, well, I guess that's over, huh? Moving on, right?
I will say that there's something about the legend of Wayne Gretzky that is very much like, you're breaking a Gretzky record.
Yeah.
Like, there's something to that. Like, if this was Brett Howe's record or any other great hockey player over years and years, Jason Sakanek would be able to drop a few more names than I would. And who is it? Gordie Howe, also? That's who I was thinking of.
That's who Gretzky beat.
Yeah, I say Brett. Yeah, Gordie Howe is one of the all-time greats. Yeah, the fact that it's Ovechkin beating a Wayne Gretzky record, because he's a great one. When you hear that it's a Gretzky record, you kind of just assume that it's unbreakable, right?
Mm-hmm.
So for him to do this, and with all that lush head of gray hair.
I mean, this is, again, we've seen the changing of the guard, you know, and we've seen guys that we watch grow up. You mentioned it. We're old now, man. Like, Alex Ovechkin. I remember the SportsCenter commercial with Alex Ovechkin, and he kind of...
What are you, a Russian spy?
Yeah. I'm not a spy. Like, yeah, no. And then he kind of gets lifted out of there. Like, that was a funny commercial. But and so now to look forward, and here he is with this head of gray hair and this gray beard. It's like, man, like, we're OGs now, man. Like,
well, in the commercial break, Rashad said, he's like, man, we got to talk about Melo, because Carmelo Anthony got named to the Naismith Hall of Fame.
Him and Dwight.
And Dwight Howard as well.
So deserved.
And so with those two being, I mean, the Ovechkin seeing how old he looks, but I know yesterday or whenever I saw the headline that Carmelo and Dwight Howard got named to the Hall of Fame, I was like, okay, I'm old. It is official. I am old. When those two guys, staples of my teen years of watching basketball in early 20s, are now being named as Hall of Famers, that's where I'm like, okay.
I saw Carmelo Anthony
We
play.
Are into old territory now.
I saw him play in high school right here at the Memorial Coliseum for the Les Schwab Invitational when I was a
An iconic
in high
venue
school.
For someone like Carmelo.
Absolutely, man. And then to watch him mature into what he became, you know, playing against two of my really good friends in the national championship, you know, when he was a freshman at Syracuse, going on to really being arguably the most unstoppable scorer in the history of the league that's not named Kevin Durant. Like, the things that he can do, jab, 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 bully ball, like, get to the rim, dunk over you, like, Melo's really that guy. And then Dwight Howard, the most disrespected big, arguably, of all time. Like, I mean, three defensive player of the years, finished in the top five of MVP voting a couple of years, carried that Magic team all the way to the finals.
When you look at his resume, like,
it's legit.
Removed from the person, it's one of those where if you were to present that to a lot of people, they'd be like, oh, yeah, Hall of Famer.
It's not,
sure.
not even a question. Yeah. It's not even a question. So the fact that he wasn't on the All-75 team, which is insane, was crazy. So this is definitely vindication for somebody like Dwight Howard. He absolutely deserves his spot in the Hall of Fame, as well as Carmelo Anthony. Like you said, we're old now, man, because the high school kid that came straight to the league is now going to the Hall of Fame. You know what I mean? And now Melo's son is on his way to Syracuse to play basketball next year. Like, that's how much time has passed.
Yeah, and I know that we've seen, like, the players' sons come up, but now that we're getting this...
Like, we know those players. We saw those players. Like, we were watching those players actively, and now we're watching their kids come in and play. Like, it's pretty crazy.
Well, it's getting to the point where I have conversations with my son where I'm like, what you know about Carmelo Anthony? You know nothing about Carmelo. What you know about prime Dwight Howard, huh? You know, you kids don't even know.
Let's play 2K. I'll show you. I'll show you what they do.
What you know about mixtape, Wayne?
Yeah.
You know nothing about that.
Oh, my gosh. Can't feel my face, Wayne? Like, get out of here. Like, you missed it. Like, I was at the Loy Center.
No ceilings, Wayne?
I was at the Loy Center with a student of mine the other day. And if you haven't been to Loy Center, it's just all ratty and kind of gone now.
They do have an ice rink.
They do have an ice rink, among other things. Yeah, but we're walking around. And I was like, man, you never believe it, but this was the best mall in Portland. Like, this was... There was
what you know
theater.
About Lloyd Center,
what
son?
You know about
nothing.
And I'm kind of telling him these things.
Nothing.
He's like, really? Really? That's what it's like now as we describe the greatness. Like, LeBron has two kids. One of them's in the league. The other one's on his way to college. Like, that's how much older we're getting. Like, you know, it's his. I think his daughter is going to eighth grade or something like that. Like, we're getting old, bro. So.
And now to remind myself about how old I am, I'm going to go to my nephew's birthday party. It's at one of those, like, trampoline places.
Are you going
to
do the trampoline?
Not the trampoline, but I think they have one of those, like, basketball
Dunk
courts.
On some kids?
Oh, yeah. So, one, I'm going to remind them how much younger they are than me. And dominate them all day long. But also, I'm sure there will be a, you know, pulled hamstring, twisted ankle.
Oh, you're going to be sore.
Yeah, something will happen that will remind me.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations to Alexander Ovechkin. I know you'll be listening later, so I wanted to make sure I gave you that shout out.
Props.
Rashad, thank you as always.
My man.
Will, thank you as always. Thank you for coming in today. I'll see you on Tuesday, buddy.
My guy.
And thank you all for listening to Sports Sunday on 1080 The Fan. We'll catch you next week at 9 a.m. Peace.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.